الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نعمتان مقبول فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Alhamdulillah, with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have entered into the new Islamic calendar 1448. Today is the 3rd of Muharram. And inshallah, bi-izrillah, this year, Yawm Ashura will be on Thursday, June 25th. June 25th, Thursday will be the 10th of Muharram, Yawm Ashura. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in this verse of the Surah At-Tawbah that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His wisdom has divided the year into the 12 months, the day He has created the heavens and earth. And amongst these 12 months, 4 months are sacred, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram, and the Rajab. Now, we are so used to, with this Gregorian calendar, 99% of Muslim Ummah, they don't even know what is the Islamic date today. It is for the kifaya to know the Islamic dates. Before this Gregorian calendar was not in existence, or any kind of calendar. Just imagine 1400-1500 years ago. There were people living and they were praying Salat on time without clock. Right? They were fasting exactly in the month of Ramadan. They are giving zakat exactly end of the year. They were performing Hajj every year. And without calendar, without watch, without clock. How was that possible? In today's time, we are so dependent on this Gregorian calendar that we cannot do any event, we cannot plan anything without looking into the calendar. And unfortunately, we are just following this Western calendar. And we don't even know our Islamic calendar and the names. If you ask people what are the names of the 12 month of Islamic calendar, forget about the children, our adults also will not be able to count 12 Islamic months of the calendar. This is a dilemma. Time is flying. And this is the sign of the Qiyamah, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one of the hadith. The day of judgment will not be established until time is constructed, squeezed, such that a year is like a month like a week like a day like an hour, and the hour is like the flare of the fire. And exactly today we all are witnessing. The time is flying. The year is completing. The day is finishing so quick. So without realization. And this is the one of the signs of the Qiyamah. That Qiyamah is very near. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken away the barakah and blessing of the time. We all feel it. We all experience it. The real hijrah in migration, my brother, this is the month of Muharram. And our Islamic calendar is based on the event of migration. The migration from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara took place in the month of Muharram. And that is why Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, with the consultation in Mashwara with Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, decided unanimously in front of the Sahaba in his Khilafat that the Islamic calendar will be based on the event of Hijrah, and the first of month will be regarded as Muharram. So what is the Hijrah? What is the migration? What is migration? Is the physical migration, as we know, we all came, most of us, from overseas, from Fiji, Pakistan, Middle East, Afghanistan, where and where, with this country. This country is based on the people of migration, immigrants. Right? It's welcoming the immigrants. Not anymore, unfortunately. So, the real, that is one form of migration where, and based on Islamic migration, the Islamic hijrah is that when wherever you are living in your native place, in your own home country, if the establishment, if the government is so cruel and tyrant that they are not allowing you to practice on Islam freely, easily, like in the Makkah Mukarramah, all 13 years of the beginning period of Nubuwwat, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, since day one, he proclaimed about the oneness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, invited about Islam and towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, a whole society and community of Makkah, you know, became enemy, staunch enemy. Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, Utbah, Shaybah, the leader of the Quraysh, they were opposing the da'wah, they were opposing the Islam, they were opposing our beloved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They rejected him as the prophet and messenger of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And in his da'wah, in his invitation, whoever used to accept the kalima and used to change the religion from kufr and shirk to the oneness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, to the Islam, he used to go through the trials and tribulations and hardship, physical, mental abuse, verbal abuse, social boycott, what and what. Even Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were not allowed to perform any salah in the Haram Sharif, in the Mataf, in front of Kaabatullah. They had to perform the salah somewhere else. They were not allowed. So that was the oppression, that was the circumstances, and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum tolerated persecution, zulm, and oppression, not one day, not one month, for 13 years. 13 years, long period. Some of them became shaheed. So now, when they plan to assassinate Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they surrounded his Mubarak house, that in the morning, as soon as he's going to come out from the house, we all are going to attack together. So blame will not be on one tribe or one person. It is collective, event. So people will not be able to take the revenge and blood money. That was their plan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to migrate, to protect yourself and your iman, that you had to migrate. This is the real migration. You move from your place, your country, your town, for the sake of Islam, to practice Islam freely. That's the main reason of migration. We all came here, but our migration is not for the sake of deen. This is for sake of dunya. That's why in the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned that everything is depend in namal a'malu bin niyat. فَمْ نِكَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَإِنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ لِدُنْيَا يُسِيبُهَا أَوْ امْرَأَةً يَنْكِحُهَا فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى مَا هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. That if a person is migrating for the sake of deen, for the sake of Islam, Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to protect iman, as our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum did, that's the real hijrah, that's the real migration. But if a person is migrating, leaving his place for the better future, a bright future for the children and family, That's not the hijra Islamically. That is the hijra and migration for the dunya. We all are involved in that. You see, Buha, you will get the dunya, you will get the money, you will get the house, you will get the prosperity and luxurious life. That's your intention. You want to live in this world luxuriously, comfortably, you know, want to enjoy your life? Yes, go for it. You won't have anything in hereafter. This is only for this dunya. Your intention was not correct. You migrated because of the sake of dunya. You accumulate it. You amass the dunya and get it done. That's it. And on the day of Qiyamah, you have to give the hisab of every penny, how you earn and how you spend. And if a person is migrating for the sake of woman to get married, how many people came here, you know, to get married? His migration will be regarded as just to get married, and he will be successful in his intention. Allah will grant him. So whatever intention you make for the hijrah, that is what is going to be counted in hereafter. In one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that after the Fathul Makkah, after the conquest of the Makkah, there is no more hijrah. There is no more Islamic hijrah. But only the jihad. And only the migration in other terms. Migration from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Migration from committing sin, violating the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, from the haram towards the halal. This is the migration that will continue till the Yawm al-Qiyamah. So real migration, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, a person who quits from those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden to do and obey all those commands, the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained and made compulsory. That is the hijrah. And that migration will continue till the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, as we all know, has made this Islamic calendar. And this our calendar starts from the night. Our calendar is based on the lunar system. Every month we have to see inside the crescent, the new moon. And then that's how our new month starts. New month begins. So in Islam, the night comes first and then the day. For example, right now is Muharram 3rd. After sunset, it will change to Muharram 4th. As for the Gregorian calendar, they change the date after midnight, after 12 a.m. then they change the calendar. But in our Islamic way, our day starts from the sunset. What is the difference between Islamic calendar and Gregorian calendar? As all we know, the days of the month in Islamic calendar is 29 or 30. There is no 31, there is no 28. 29 or 30. That's why in Islamic year, the days of the year is 354. 10 to 11 days less than the Gregorian calendar, which has 365 days. And what is the benefit? Because the Gregorian calendar has been established on the solar system. As our calendar, Islamic calendar, we all depend on it because for our rituals, for our worship, for our obligatory actions. For example, the month of Ramadan is depend on lunar system. When inside the crescent, we start fasting. When inside the crescent of Shawwal, we stop fasting. Our zakat, the obligatory, you know, we have to give end of the year, and that is the lunar year, 12 months lunar, not the Gregorian system. So we have to know the Islamic date to fast, we have to know the Islamic date to pay our zakat, we have to know the Islamic dates for to perform the Hajj. In every year, in month of Dhul-Hijj, we have to look for the moon of Dhul-Hijjah. Then we have to prepare for Hajj. And accordingly, أول يوم العرفة، يوم التربية، يوم العيد، عيد الأضحى. All is depend on the lunar system. Our عيد الفطر، عيد الأضحى، the birth of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، يوم عاشوراء. All these festivals, ليلة القدر، ليلة المعراج، ليلة البراءة، etc. etc. Our all the ibadat, our all the festivals, our all the events, and our ritual like fasting and zakat and hajj, all are depending on the lunar system. Got nothing to do with Gregorian calendar. So there are many calendars in the world based on the solar system. For example, Chinese calendar, Japanese calendar, Egyptian calendar, Iranian calendar, Roman calendar, Hindus and Jain, Buddhists, they all have their jantris and their own calendars, and they all follow their own calendar based on the solar system. But it had some errors, you know, in the 15, the first calendar, Julian Caesar made a Julian calendar in 45 BCE. Based on the solar system, but it had some errors, some mistakes. So in 1582, Pope Gregory XIII had made a new solar calendar. It is known as the Gregorian calendar. Throughout the world, they all follow this Gregorian calendar, which was established by Pope Gregory in 1582. This, you know, the Western calendar or Gregorian calendar, they made the time means of production and deriving tax out of it, because it exactly end of the month they used to collect the tax from the farmers, from the business people, etc. That's why they made a seasonal solar calendar. Their purpose is to collect the money and gain the worldly benefit. Who's off it, bhaiya? As Islam has made the time the means of ibadah to our Creator and connection with the cosmos, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the bounty of the time to utilize it for the preparation of the hereafter. Our main purpose of this dunya to prepare for hereafter. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by obeying His command according to the Mubarak Sunnah. So Islamic calendar is based on the lunar system, and that's why our new date starts after the sunset. The first night comes, then the day follows. Because this world originally was dark, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brightened it through the sun and moon and the stars. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in Surah An-Naba, by the night as it envelops, by the day as it appears in the brightness. And we have made it night as covering through its darkness, and we have made the day for livelihood. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created night to rest, to take a rest, to sleep. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created day to work and accumulate our worldly requirements. Western culture has made day and night to amass and accumulate the more and more wealth and spend it in amusement and luxury and enjoyment. They believe there is only one life to live, so enjoy every moment of it and fulfill your lust and desires. They don't have the concept of the hereafter in front of them. They don't believe in life after death. That's why they have set up such a routine environment of factories and businesses, which is forced person to work from 9 to 5, like a machine. 1400 years ago, Islam has granted the time based on the movement of the globe, not on the watch. In Islam, time is not calculated by numbers, rather, it is by the movement of the sun. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Inna salat kanat ala al-mu'minina kitabam mawquta. All five times has salat of five times have the fixed time, We cannot pray out of the time. We have to look for the time, wait for the time. When time settles, then that farz, you know, becomes compulsory. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Bani Israel, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِدُلُوكِ الشَّمْسِ لَا غَسَقِ اللَّيْلِ وَقُرْآنِ الْفَجْرِ إِنَّ قُرْآنِ الْفَجْرِ كَانَ مَشْهُودًا. So that is also in this one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained all five times salat. For example, Fajr is depend on the sun, moving of the sun. When the darkness of the night gets torn and first ray or beam of the light appears, which we call Subah Sadiq or early dawn, that is the time for Fajr Salat, not exactly at 5 o'clock. Zohar time, when the sun crosses the zenith, when a zawal complete and the sun is getting down, that is the time for zawal, start from that day, not exactly at 1:30. These five times, you know, based on the clock, we made it. Otherwise in Islam, it's not based on the watch or clock, it's based on the movement of the sun. We have to look for the sun's movement. Asr Salat, when the shadow of the article or object doubles, that is the time for Salat. Maghrib Salat, after sunset immediately, which is called Ghurub. And the Isha Salat, when the redness disappears from the horizon, and that is one hour, 15 minutes, or one and a half hours, that is the time of Isha Salat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has connected our ibadat with the movement of the sun. So one person is living in the remote area, Amazon, or in the mountain area, or in the ocean, there is no watch, no clock. But still the Salat is for us, for the Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. How is going to know the time of the Salat? He has to know the movement of the sun during the day and movement of the star at night. Allah, and this is global. Wherever you live, you can see the sunshine and you can see the stars. You don't need clock, you don't need watch. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has based our ibadat on the movement of the sun and the moon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, has made this time is spent for us to make it easy and convenient. Because of this lunar system, if our Ramadan, for example, was based on the solar system, then all the time, for example, the Ramadan will come in June or July in hot days, long days, in certain area of the globe. And in certain area of the earth, it would come in the short days, in winter, always. So that is not fair. Some people are fasting very short, every year they are enjoying. As for other part of the world, they are suffering every year. So based on lunar system, it is changing the season. Now Ramadan, alhamdulillah, comes in every season, in winter, in summer, in the rainy season, and everyone is having the enjoyment and taste of the different seasons, short fasting and long fasting, and they all have the based on this system of the lunar. Muslim doesn't count time in seconds. 60 seconds is 1 minute, 60 minutes is 1 hour. This is not the system of Islam. Rather, he counts it in the breath. The breath we taking it, that is our life. Breath taking out is one moment of our life has been finished. That's why every moment our Malakul Maut is pushing us towards our grave, towards our Akhirah, towards our death. That's why it is said, you count your moments, your breath, don't count the seconds. So he doesn't time in the remembrance of, so he doesn't regret of the past and doesn't worry about the future. He consciously utilizes every second of the present time in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obeying his command according to the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and constantly trying to build up his Akhirah. Muslim is one of the sacred months, is the month of Muharram, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this month of Muharram, my brothers and sisters, is not from the time of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu's incident in Karbala took place 61 after the Hijrah. This month of Muharram is mentioned in the Holy Quran is sacred and blessed from the time of Adam alayhi salam. According to one rivayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blew the soul in the statue of Adam alayhi salam was the Yawm Ashura, was the 10th of Muharram. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him down from the heaven to the earth was the 10th of Muharram. And in the time of Nuh alayhi salam, when the azab came in the form of flood, and Nuh alayhi salam with his followers were riding on the ark, so that ark was floating on top of the flood for like 40 days or 4 months, Allah knows best, different riwayat. It settled on the Mount Judi, that was also 10th of Muharram. That's why when he came down from the ark, he commanded Nuh alayhi salam to his followers that today is month of Muharram, 10th of Muharram, Yawm Ashura, we all should fast, showing our gratitude and appreciation towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has protected us from the flood. So Nuh alayhi salam fasted on the 10th of Muharram, Yawm Ashura. And then in the time of Musa alayhi salam, when they migrated from the Egypt towards Palestine and Fir'aun was following with his army, they drowned into the Red Sea, that was the 10th of Muharram, Yawm Ashura. So when he safely reached to the shore of the sea, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam commanded Bani Israel to fast on Yawm Ashura. Up till now, Jewish are fasting on Yawm Ashura on the 10th of Muharram. That's why when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated to Madinah Munawwara and came to Madinah Munawwara, he found the Jewish were living there and they were fasting on the 10th of Muharram. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the local Sahaba Ansar why these people are fasting today. So they informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because this is the day they believe, Yawm Ashura, that Bani Israel got freedom from the tyranny of the Fir'aun and Fir'aun was drowned. So out of appreciation, every year they fast on Yawm Ashura. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we are more nearer and close to our brother Musa alayhi wa sallam, so we deserve more to fast on Yawm Ashura. So he started fasting and he commanded Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhi majma'in to fast. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Makkah Mukarrama all 13 years, to fast Yawm Ashura was compulsory fast, obligatory fast. Every Sahabi and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast on the 10th of Muharram. But when they migrated to Madinah Munawwara, in this ayat of Ramadan, fasting was revealed, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykum siyam kama kutiba alal ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, our Sharia has changed. No more obligation of the fasting of 10th of Muharram, Yawm Ashura. It is now optional. It is mustahab. It is sunnah. If someone fasts, he gets the reward. If doesn't fast, there is no sin upon him. Because now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the whole month of Ramadan compulsory fast. Since that day, in the second year after Hijrah, the obligation of the Yawm Ashura was removed. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is very great day. All the Anbiya alayhi salam fasted in this day. We should also fast on the Yawm Ashura. In one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person is fasting on Yawm Ashura, he will, one sin of this past year, one past year sins will be forgiven just by fasting one day of Yawm Ashura. But because Jewish are fasting on the 10th of Muharram as well, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if I wish next year, I will fast 2 days to oppose the Jewish. I will fast on 9th and 10th. That's why Ulama said, so if anyone wants to fast, he should fast 2 days instead of one day. He should fast Wednesday, this year, Wednesday and Thursday, or Thursday, Friday is not good to fast. So rather he must fast 9th and 10th. So this was the recommendation of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us tawfiq to practice some more.